Welcome to Ecclesia Principles, a biblical strategy for restoring America, with your host, Ray Eppert.
Understanding jurisdictions, looking at the different jurisdictions God has made. He's made four. Tonight, we will begin looking at number three. Now, with this, part of tonight's message is going to be not so encouraging. But in the end, it is encouraging. Because anybody ever have a problem that you're not able to figure out what the problem is, and once you're able to identify it, it helps. It helps. Because once you identify what the problem is, then you can work at fixing it. And the problem is, right now, there are so many problems in our society that a whole lot of people that want to see change just go, well, what do you do? Well, after we start looking at some of this stuff tonight, it will actually give us a little bit of a game plan. When I say little bit, we won't be able to go but so far on that piece in our time tonight. But it will point us in a direction to where we can begin to know what we need to do to make a change and make a difference in our society. Where do we need to put our efforts? What, as the old saying goes, what will be the biggest bang for our buck? Are we putting our energies and our efforts into things that are not going to make a change in the end? Or is this the best place that we can spend our energy? I don't know about you, but I want to put my time and energy into things that will matter. I don't want to just be spinning my wheels. I want to have an idea, this can help, this can work. And so with that, tonight's message is going to help us begin to identify, because the jurisdiction that we're looking at tonight is civil government. Civil government. Now, first we're going to look at why did God establish civil government. In this, again, just for anybody that's just new joining us, jurisdiction, that word identifies who has the authority to decide. Jurisdiction means lawful speech. Who has the right to say? Who will decide what happens? Who will say what happens? Now, with this, as far as why God created civil government, or he established civil government, we have to have a little biblical perspective on this. Now, we're going to look at two people. One is somebody that God spoke to, and the other one is someone's conclusion based on what God said to the other person. And we'll see how they took it wrong and how it created a problem, and it'll help us see why God created civil government and also its purpose. So the first one we want to look at is Cain. The second one we'll look at is Lamech. I don't know if that's exactly how you say his name, but that's what we'll say tonight. But anyway, he was the fifth from Adam. The fifth from Cain in his descendants. Now, in Genesis 4:15, we see what God said to Cain after he killed Abel. And he banished him from the garden, ran him off. But Cain said, man, God, you have put me in a bad spot. And people are going to want to kill me because of what I have done. I mean, this is the Eppert paraphrase. But here's God's response to Cain saying that. Genesis 4:15. Then the Lord said to him, therefore, whoever kills Cain, vengeance shall be taken on him sevenfold. And the Lord set a mark on Cain, lest anyone finding him should kill him. Now, one of the things that we have to understand is that especially the early chapters of Genesis, the best way to think about them, they're real, they're legitimate. They're telling us the true story. But also, what God did in a lot of those early chapters are what we would call, it's done for tutorial purposes. In other words, one of the things about eternity that God says is that everyone will be without an excuse. Nobody's going to be in hell going, well, God, because of this, I shouldn't be here. All of that's going to be removed. Nobody will have an excuse. In this, understand that when Cain killed Abel, God had not given to any human the authority to impose punishment.
We'll be right back after this break.
Jesus said, I will build my church, or ecclesia. Ecclesia identified those who were called out to vote on issues that determined their culture. Jesus expects us to positively influence our culture with equality, liberty, and justice for all.
He hadn't given that. He hadn't granted that. And he didn't do it at that point. And part of the reason I think he didn't do it at that point, but he actually, if you would, I mean, can we legitimately say that God protected Cain? At this point, God is giving humanity the opportunity to manage his own affairs. Now, the problem is, we've got a little bit more time behind us. Humanity doesn't typically manage its own affairs very well. It just doesn't. And, that's one of the problems, especially with a lot of what's going on in our society today. See, so many people have bought the lie of evolution. Whenever you hear the phrase, well, it's the 21st century, that is a comment born out of evolution. We should have evolved past this. Here's the bottom line. We didn't evolve to begin with. And that sin nature that came into man in the garden when he sinned is still in humanity today, and we are still the same type of beings that we were from that point. That has not changed. There has been no evolution in that regard. And as a result of that, what we're seeing with what God did with Cain, this is a little tutorial. In other words, if there isn't something to curb sin, here's what will happen. God gave humanity enough of a leash that, as the old phrase goes, got enough rope to hang ourselves. Well, we did a good job at that. Now, let's go to Genesis 4, down to verses 23 and 24. Now, this, again, he's the fifth from Cain. So we're talking about years. We're talking about probably, at that time period, the way things were, probably a couple hundred years from Cain to Lamech. But we're only talking about eight verses. Eight verses, but a couple hundred years. Now get what he says. Then Lamech said to his wives, Ada and Zillah, hear my voice, wives of Lamech. Listen to my speech, for I have killed a man for wounding me, even a young man for hurting me. If Cain shall be avenged sevenfold, then Lamech 77-fold. In other words, if God protected Cain when he killed Abel, then for what I have done, it'll be 77-fold. In other words, I have done more evil than Cain did, so I'm going to be protected even more than Cain was. Now, you see, rather than humanity looking at God protecting Cain, they saw it as a license. They saw it as a license to do whatever you wanted to do. Now, we won't turn there, but how many of you can remember the passage that talks about how life was before the flood? It says that the thoughts of the people were evil continually. It also tells us that the earth was very violent during that time. Well, if you think you're going to be protected for doing evil, I mean, they misinterpreted God, like Lamech did. If you think you're going to be protected for doing evil, then what would you do a lot of? A lot of evil. A lot of evil. And that's where they were. Because there was nothing to punish evil, evil flourished.
We'll be right back after this break.
Augusta Seed, your local Augusta County seed corn distributor since 1977. Producing more bushels per acre for a greater harvest. A time to plant and a time to harvest. Ecclesiastes 3:2. From your friends at Augusta Seed, buy local. Find them on the web at AugustaSeed.com.
You're listening to Ecclesia Principles with Ray Eppard, where we believe that all people are created equal and that liberty and justice is for all.
Look at our society today. There's a lot of things that we're getting away from addressing evil. And because we're no longer addressing evil, what is happening in our society? It's getting more evil. It is getting more violent. The guns are not the problem. It's civil government not addressing problems and allowing evil to be protected. See, God, it wasn't a mistake that God made. It was a tutorial for us. If you protect evil, evil will flourish. Evil is flourishing in our society because evil is being protected. And somebody, well, it's not being protected. Then I don't know what world you've been in. I just really don't know. You know, actually, Tuesday morning Bible study after it was over, somebody told me that they called the SPCA to get them to take some cats, and they said, well, you know, didn't want to necessarily do that if they could. They didn't want to euthanize them and so forth. And they said, well, you know, they're in a bad spot. It would be good. Oh, well, no, you can't kill them. If they have any degree of viability, it is a crime for you to get to put them out yourself, to kill them yourself. Boy, isn't that a different policy than abortion? If a kitten has any sort of viability, it has to be protected. And I hate to see anything suffer. Don't misunderstand me. Even a cat, I hate to see it suffer. But on the flip side, let's give the mother a month to decide if she wants to keep it. Total disregard for its health or well-being or anything. It's just, does she want it or doesn't she want it? Doesn't have, you know, well, you know, it can't survive on its own, so it's okay to get rid of it. Then why don't we have that policy about cats and dogs? We're protecting evil. So evil is flourishing. And as a result of that, a cat's life is more important than a human life. And that is a bigger problem with school shootings than guns. That's really more the problem there. Human life is devalued. Human life is at the bottom of the totem pole. You got to protect the bugs. You know, environmentalists, you got to protect the bugs. You got to protect every type of creature that there is. But if you just don't want a human, especially if they're a little baby, just get rid of them. That is the problem more in our society than, again, guns that I've been using there. And so Lamech, he said, if Cain is, you know, vengeance will be found sevenfold. He said, then for me, it'll be 77-fold. Now, let's look at Genesis 9:6, because, again, there was nothing that had been given jurisdiction to deal with evil in society. The only thing they had was self-government and family government. That's the only two jurisdictions we've seen so far, chronologically speaking. But in Genesis 9:6, when Noah and his family come off the ark, this is part of what God said to Noah at that point. And this is when God established civil government. He said, whoever sheds man's blood, by man his blood shall be shed. For in the image of God he made man. In other words, God is giving jurisdiction to humanity to protect the rights of people.
We'll be right back after this break.
Want to make a difference in your community? Check out cityelders.com or search City Elders Augusta County, Virginia. City Elders exist to influence government spiritually, politically, and economically so that life is protected, liberty is defended, Christ is exalted, and families can flourish. See about helping start a group in your area. You're listening to Ecclesia Principles with Ray Eppert, where we believe that all people are created equal and that liberty and justice is for all.
Now, you know, our founding fathers, in talking about civil government in the Declaration of Independence, they were talking about the unalienable rights and that it is for the securing of these rights that governments are established. Now, let's just think about that a moment. Historically speaking, governments have not been established to preserve rights. Not historically. Most governments have been monarchies, dictatorships, and the like. The bulk of them, all throughout history, which is basically preserving me and my family's rights and us taking any rights from you and giving them to us. And then we'll protect ourselves and our use of those rights. That's been the historical perspective. So when the founding fathers said that the preservation of these rights are why governments are instituted among men, they were not talking about a historical case. They were talking about the biblical case. God instituted civil government among people to preserve the unalienable rights of people.
You've been listening to Ecclesia Principles with Ray Eppert. Follow us on podbean.com. Also available on Facebook at Liberty Justice HQ and online at libertyjusticehq.com.